This podcast is brought to you by Renewal by Anderson of Central Pennsylvania, which is currently offering customers a door and window super deal. You can now save $500 on every window and $1,000 on every door from May 1st through May 31st. Super indeed. Visit renewalbyanderson.com to learn more about this deal before it ends. A judge voided a historic jury verdict in a gender discrimination case. Meanwhile, billions of dollars in subsidies have gone to pollutant plants. An update may throw things out of whack for lottery players. Plus, it's a renter's paradise. I'm Claudia DeMiro, and you're listening to Today in PA. Former orthopedic surgeon John Abraham was accused of raping a female medical resident during a 2018 party at his home while working as a professor at Thomas Jefferson University, reports the Philadelphia Inquirer. A private investigation conducted by the school soon afterward drew no conclusion on whether the rape happened. However, when it was merited by the school's then Title IX coordinator that there was enough evidence against Abraham for a hearing, leaders at both Jefferson and the Rothman Orthopedic Institute, which is a separate entity but whose partners hold prominent positions at the school and also train their residents, quietly brokered Abraham's resignation in exchange for closing the case without one. Rothman, too, terminated his contract 4 years later, allegedly for failing to meet his financial obligations as a partner. Abraham eventually sued Jefferson in 2020 in federal court on accusations of gender discrimination. The school investigated just the woman's claim, he stated, and failed to investigate his own accusations that she forced herself upon him. A jury ended up siding with Abraham and awarded him $15 million, the largest verdict ever seen under Title IX, which, by the way, prohibits sex discrimination at schools that get federal funding. But last week, U.S. District Judge Michael Bailson voided that verdict due to inconsistencies in Abraham's testimony and some texts which were sent by him during the party, one of which included him expressing the hope that, quote, everyone brings their young, hot, single female friends to the party. Jefferson has been granted a new trial as a result of this decision as well. Financial help apparently rarely gets revoked if a company violates environmental requirements, reports the Center Square. According to a new report from the Environmental Integrity Project, among 50 plastics plants built or expanded across the country, 64% get government subsidies, amounting to about $9 billion in total, while 84% violate air pollution limits. $1.7 billion from Pennsylvania taxpayers, the second highest amount found in the study, mind you, went to Shell for an ethylene and plastics plant near Pittsburgh. Reads the report, quote, public funds should be used to benefit projects that support and improve public health. The Pennsylvania Lottery is upgrading to a new computer system tomorrow, states the Erie Times News. And while officials are hoping it improves the playing experience, they are warning that it may affect people's ability to buy and cash tickets. The upgrade will be taking place from the early morning until late in the day, so if you want to play Lotto, maybe do it today. And if you want more information on this, please feel free to click on the corresponding podcast link. Pittsburgh is apparently a quote-unquote renter's paradise, says PennLive. USA Today took a look at current Zillow data and the like to see which cities around the country are renter-friendly. Pittsburgh sat proudly in fifth. Cary, North Carolina came in first. What a nice, different take on the housing and renting market, in contrast to what you usually hear in the news. That wraps up today's episode. Just so you know, I'm out tomorrow, so there's going to be a light episode for you. Until Wednesday, I'm Claudia DeMiro. Thanks for listening, and I'll be back soon enough for more Today in PA. This podcast is brought to you by Renewal by Anderson of Central Pennsylvania, which is currently offering customers a door and window super deal. You can now save $500 on every window and $1,000 on every door from May 1st through May 31st. Super indeed. Visit renewalbyanderson.com to learn more about this deal before it ends.